Prologue. There were no restraints to hold her back and prevent her escape, yet she was pinned in a place that she neither wanted to be nor desired to explore. She had been there 5 times before and had entered most conceivably every court building available. The only difference was the presiding judge and the picture of the judge right behind the bench. She wondered why a picture of the judge was hanging on the wall when they were ruling in an infinitude and together in the same courtroom. Perhaps, she theorized, it granted them some self-importance, but she sacked the idea. This place was not about self-induced egos, it was the opposite. Nevertheless, she never achieved what was required of herself, and she was sent back to try again from the very beginning to obtain excellence. She sat down next to her attorney. She was tired. She was exhausted of trying unsuccessfully to accomplish the impossible. Could they grant her a pass and let her be? Already her mind raced for a way out, composing any imaginable excuse that she could use to get a favorable verdict. She knew that she could not go back and start from the very beginning. It was excruciating and strenuous. Her gaze fell upon the judge's picture, who looked kind and compassionate, but then all of them looked like that, she thought. The door behind the podium opened, yet the picture did not even move a little. The court officer underneath the bench announced the arrival of Judge Maloney. She had never met him before. Since he was unknown to her, she wasn't able to prepare herself, but this was to be expected, since she could not be judged by the same legislature more than once. She wondered if another human was sent back as many times as the judges were, and what the punishment was if the maximum tries were used.
"Please stand up, Miss O'Connor," the judge ordered, signaling with his hand. "I was informed that you crossed over 5 times with no results, and this time is no different."
"Judge, with all due respect, I was not even sure why I was sent back the last time," she said, finding he wasn't as kind as his picture indicated. Somehow she had to try to convince him that she was worth the pass.
"Surely you know, Ms. O'Connor," the judge insisted. "You broke every rule. You killed and stole repeatedly without any concern of the disarray that your actions brought upon your victims."
"I understand, Your Honor, but I was sent back with no memories. Maybe it is embedded in my brain, regardless of how hard I try to avoid any sinister behavior," she answered, feeling satisfied with her response.
"Not so. I've heard this excuse before. I've been here for thousands of years. I've heard it all. You have free will, and no one can take that from you. We break the rules a few times to guide you through life and teach you what is right and what is wrong, but we would never interfere with your free will. There were numerous times, Miss O'Connor, that you were told directly what was expected of you, but you chose to ignore the teaching. That's why you are here in front of me and are unable to move to the last phase, which is the most rewarding, I must confess."
Rachel O'Connor remained silent, gathering her thoughts for a reply to the judge who did not appear willing to let her move to the last phase of her life. She only knew that she could not go back and meet Elizabeth again. The mere recollection of Elizabeth made her soul hurt, and her heart beat harder. She tried to think of an argument she could present that could make the man behind the bench understand. What lie could save her from her return journey? Nothing came to her mind. It remained empty, as if someone had erased it all.
"Well, Ms. O'Connor, you are going back for your 6th time. Good luck," he said as he abruptly stood and disappeared behind the door.